This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Google is reportedly considering implementing a charge for its AI-enhanced search features, leading to a potential change in the company's revenue model. The high cost of providing this service is the main driver behind this proposed shift. Experts predict that other leaders in the industry will also adopt subscription models to cover their expenses. According to the Financial Times, Google's plan involves offering the new search feature exclusively to users of its premium subscription services. Currently, customers must already subscribe to these services in order to utilize AI assistance in other Google tools such as Gmail and its Office suite. The beta version of Google's new search experience uses generative AI to directly respond to queries with a single answer, similar to the conversational style of ChatGPT and its competitors. Heather Daw, chief data scientist at the digital transformation consultancy UST, explains that AI search is more costly to compute than Google's traditional search processes. By charging for AI search, Google aims to recoup these expenses. The expense of AI primarily lies in the computing power required to train advanced generative models. An Amazon training run, for example, cost $65 million in the past year. Other industry players are investing heavily as well. OpenAI and Microsoft plan to build a $100 billion data center for AI training, while Mark Zuckerberg expressed his intention to spend at least $9 billion solely on NVIDIA GPUs. However, training AI only accounts for 1/10 of the total cost in the sector, as highlighted by Brent Thill, an analyst at investment firm Jefferies. The majority of expenses are directed towards running the models. Thill explains that many companies price their new AI features on a monthly rate or per usage basis to cover their costs. Some incorporate these features into existing plans to drive user growth. Competitors in AI search, such as Perplexity, offer similar subscription plans. Perplexity provides a $1.20 monthly pro tier, granting users access to more powerful AI models and unlimited use. On the other hand, some companies continue to offer their AI products for free, relying on other business strategies to generate revenue in the future. For example, Microsoft's Bing offers its AI features at no cost, but ties them to the company's Edge browser. Arc, a browsing and search startup, also provides its products for free to users, with the intention of charging companies for business features later on.